Online Podcast Show 100. Hello everybody, welcome to Online Podcast. This is your host, John Ong. Okay. First of all, I'd like to say how this show came about. It started when I was messing around on the internet looking for audio blogging, and somehow I came across podcasting.
Wondering why it sounded so weird, that was because that was my first episode, ladies and gentlemen. That was my first episode recorded, posted as online podcast. So that was a little weird sounding there. It sounded kind of, I don't know why, it was a little wacky. But there's also another clip that I want to hear you that let you listen to. It's actually called Online 0.5. You can still find out about that, so I'm going to play a bit of it. You can still go get the show on my archive. Very
my
bad quality.
My parents went back yesterday to vaccination. It's still in the air. They are right now somewhere in between Los Angeles and Taipei, Taiwan.
So that was a show that I did right after my parents left their visit last year. Was it last year now? I don't even remember. Yeah, it was last year. So that was the very beginning of online podcast, and I thought that would be exciting so that you can take a listen to the very beginning of online podcast. Of course, all my shows are still on the archive. You can go to onlinepodcast.com and actually download any of the episode ever posted, especially the ones that I played. I just accidentally played somebody's voicemail. I intended to have it played anyway, but I was going to finish telling you, if you go back there, there's an episode that I did for my trip to Malaysia that was pretty fun. So let's take a listen to Bob from UK.
Hello, John. This is Bob here in the UK. I think Tigger spoke about me a few weeks ago on your Coming Out podcast, which was really good, and you had Simon in there as well.
Thank you.
So I just thought I'd give the opportunity to say hi to you and leave you a voicemail.
Hi to you too, Bob from
Enjoyed
UK.
Excellent. I'm catching up still. I had major crashes with my laptop the other day, so I'm having to install iTunes and subscribe and download and etc., etc. So it's taking me a bit of time to catch up with everyone, but yep, great. Love your shows.
And thank you, Bob.
Your videos.
I love your videos too, by the way.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much, Bob. And we'll take a listen to a very nice message sent in by Folky Boy.
Hello, John. This is Folky Boy from Queer as Folky Boy, the podcast on Q-Potter. And I just wanted to congratulate you on 100 shows, and I wish you 100 more. I like your show. It's very fun. Bye.
We'll listen to Steven.
Hello, John. This is Steve. I'm a listener in it, and actually I'm a recent podcaster. I just started a show called Pink Mafia Radio, and I also ordered one of your wonderful shirts. I got to meet Madge at the Podcast Expo when she was wearing one of your t-shirts, and actually a friend of hers named Richard was wearing it as well, and I have a photo of Richard in your t-shirt on my Flickr account. Just look for Pink Mafia Radio. But love your show. I loved your call-in show. I heard that today, and I just wanted to say hello and say wow, I can't believe it. I didn't even know that you did the Wanda Wisdom song. You're just amazing. Beautiful voice, great show, amazing quality. And I look forward to continuing listening, okay, ma'am? So keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
So, of course, this is the show recorded, and it's a call-in show, but too bad. I'm very, very sorry to all of those who tried to call in. Obviously, free conference call and Gizmo has some technical difficulties, and we couldn't get into the conference room. So, right now, I see a few people online. I'm going to have several of them join me. We actually just created a Gizmo conference call right on the computer. So, I have two very special guests that I'm going to be joining us shortly. and I will right now let them know what the conference room number is, and then we'll find out who's on the other end. Oop, did I call the wrong number?
You are the first participant in this conference room.
Oops. Please. I called the wrong number, that's why, I'm sorry. Okay, hello.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Archer. I'm very good. Now, you're on Archer. I mean, you're on online podcast now.
And you're on Archer Radio.
Hey.
Congratulations on your 100th show.
You. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And I also have another listener of mine, also another podcaster from the UK. Hey. And his name is Key, and he's going to be joining us as well. Would that cool. be okay?
Absolutely.
Let me tell him that he'll be on your show too, so that he's not surprised by that.
Okay.
Oh, you talk.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, is he there?
Not yet, but I need to type a bunch of stuff to let him know where to go to.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Well, for those of you who listen to both of our shows, we're being kind of silly tonight because we've been trying for a couple of minutes to make this conference call work, and it seems like it's working now. This is John Ong's 100th show, and he sent me a really nice sweeper and a nice message for my 100th show, and I thought I would try my best to be on his 100th show. So hopefully it'll work out. Gosh, now I don't know what to talk about.
I'm back. I have two messages that I was going to play from blah 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 from my MP3 player. because it's from my comment line, the compression rate was too low, so the player won't play it, so it skipped through it. So I'm going to have to find different ways of inserting those messages in there, because two people sent me really nice 100th show comment
messages. Yeah, messages, that's sweet of them. Well, maybe you should get an iPod.
Maybe I will.
Well, we know that you have an iPod video because you were talking about my videos on your iPod.
That's right. So. Let me clear my throat. I'm going to turn off the microphone.
I still heard that.
Oh, that's what happened. Sorry. I turned off my microphone, but on your show, you'll hear how loudly I coughed.
That's okay. This is all the fun of podcasting.
Yeah, maybe this I was trying to make my 100th show really sophisticated. Maybe that's not meant to be. Maybe podcasting is just meant to be real.
Maybe so. I don't know.
I don't want to try to get too deep about that. But I was very surprised that I actually made it to. Made it this long, I did a lot of stuff that I kind of let go halfway.
You mean make it to your 100th show?
Yeah, 100th show, and as of November 4th was my first anniversary of online podcast. My first show was posted.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I forgot about that completely. And I did a show and finished my show, and when I was posting my show, I went back there and said, oh, November 4th, that was my first podcast.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday was my 2-year blog anniversary.
Oh.
For writing. Because I write a blog that's on archer.com.
I see.
And I'd been doing it for 2 years yesterday. So.
Okay, I'm going to check to see if that guy's in there. Are you here, Key? Okay, he's not. He's probably gone into a different chat room. I mean, conference room call.
Does it play as a sound when you come into his room?
I thought it will, but he obviously isn't here yet.
Okay.
He said, no, I hear monkeys.
That's what you hear when you're in the room by yourself. He's in a different room then.
Oh, can you do more than two people, right?
I would think so. Wouldn't you think?
Yes. It's so funny. No, I hear monkeys.
How did you tell him? Is he on Gizmo?
He's on Gizmo.
Well, then just tell him to call the number. Do the 1-222-450-795 pound sign.
Okay. Yeah, I just copy-paste that to him. So Hopefully he'll be here shortly. And of course, it's okay. Already 10 minutes, probably, what, 15 minutes for you, for your show? Do you edit your show?
Actually, yeah, I'm going to take out a lot of that stuff.
Okay. Take out my cloth if you would.
Okay.
You don't have to. I really like how you know, all your video podcasts are also polished and all very nice. I don't do any editing. I don't do any editing on my podcast. I don't do anything on my audio video podcast. I'm too lazy. Oh, somebody's here. Hello, Keith.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning in UK. You are joining us on online podcast as well as Archer Radio. And you are speaking with Archer and John Ong as well as Key.
Hello.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, good morning.
Good evening. This is Archer from Archer Radio.
Hi, Archer. I'm Key.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Have you listened to, you probably heard of Archer because I talk about Archer all the time on my show, right, Key?
You do, yeah. I haven't had a chance to get around to that as yet, but I have had loads of friends who have listened to Archer, yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
And also, oh, yeah. Key, if you haven't listened to his show, when you do listen to his show, you get surprised because Amit's podcast has the same loop as Archer Radio.
That's right, because Amit has told me that before, and that's probably where I've heard of Archer Radio, the most recent reference to your podcast, really.
Okay, good. You know what's interesting is we all have three separate time zones. We all have three separate accents.
True.
All on
where
one
show.
I am in right outside of Washington, D.C. I'm in the Eastern time zone of America.
Good grief.
Well, and it's 10 o'clock in the evening.
Ah, right. I'm in Leeds, and it's GMT time, and it's approximately 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You got up early to do this.
Well, I didn't get up early, to be honest with you.
Did you just come back from work?
I just got back from work. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
If you look at my podcast, that is Keypod Radio Podcast, you'll find out that I'm actually an insomniac. I don't really sleep at normal hours.
I see.
Now, see, I've never heard of your show. What's it called again?
It's called Keypod Radio Podcast. It's
Keypod Radio Podcast. Okay.
Yeah, you're listening to Keypod Radio. I just left. I was trying to fake a British accent. I did it so horribly.
Well, but at least you tried.
No, that was a very funny show.
I'm going to try again.
Please do. Well, we have actually, me and Amit has actually taken you up on your challenge, the next Amit podcast will be us taking you up on that challenge, really.
Good. Did you guys know what the listeners of Archer Radio probably do not know what the challenge was. My challenge was that if we do a show together and if they use American accent, and then I'll try to use the British accent. We'll probably do. Which doesn't.
That would be an interesting show.
Exactly. I can speak in a very good Malaysian accent, in a Manglish, but probably not in British accent. Now, the thing is, I think I was able to try as best as possible to mimic a British accent better when I was in Malaysia than I can right now, living 10 years here. And of course, I also live with an American, so, you know, that makes it even, you know, it changes the speech entirely.
Right. Yeah.
Key, do you mind me asking, how many years have you been in the UK?
I've been in UK for about 20 years now.
Oh, 20 years. So,
well, no, that's a lie. No, it's about 16, 17 years. That's a lie.
16, 17.
And where did you come from?
I'm originally Malaysian.
Negaraku, tanah tumpahnya darahku.
John, I have to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I have recently found out that our Malaysian national anthem, it's actually a Hawaiian song.
Oh my goodness gracious, really?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to bring up iTunes.
Okay.
And I'm just going to play it over the telephone. Hold on.
Play over the telly.
Telephone. telly.
Oh, telly is TV. Oh, God damn it.
Okay. Now, this song was sung by a fella called Felix Mendelssohn.
Is that Felix Mendelssohn that I know? The classical musician?
He's American.
I was going to say, he sounds familiar.
Yes.
Felix Mendelssohn is a composer, right?
Right.
Well, I hope so. And this, the title of the song is called Mamula Moon. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
I haven't either.
You haven't either. Okay. I hope this works.
Felix Mendelssohn, he sounds so familiar.
Can you hear it?
Not yet.
I can't hear it either.
Can't hear it yet. Can't hear it yet. What is it you can't face?
I hear something then.
Ah, right. Okay. I tell you what. What I will do is I'll have to do it this way. Just hold on.
Okay. What is it you can't face? What is it you can't face? Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm not going to comment on that. Oh, dear. Can you... Well, you've heard that, obviously. Okay, let's try it again.
Something.
Oh, cunt face! Oh, my God. This show is so good. It's just a lot of waiting, and it's not just you, Key. Oh, okay. Are you ready?
A lot of dead air and people talking over each other.
And I'm not going to edit.
Does that sound familiar?
Here it comes.
No? Still no?
I did not hear it. Okay. I was talking over through... Sorry. Can you play that one more time?
Okay. Oh, okay. Just hold on.
Is it hand cranked? Is that... Okay, the crowd is ready.
Did you just hear that laughter?
I did. I didn't know Key has live audience.
No, I clicked on a button that says blast.
Oh, I see. That's pretty cool.
On the Gizmo thing. Yeah. I still don't hear anything.
I did that this time. Oops, what's that?
Someone's joined us.
Oh, I guess he recalled.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you're back.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now you're back.
Yes.
Is this Key?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
Yes, it is Key.
Okay, it's clearer.
Is it clearer?
What did you do?
Clear, yes.
Oh, how bizarre. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes, please.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
I can hear it, yes.
It does sound Hawaiian, not that you mentioned
it. I was going to say, it sounds like a little ukulele or something.
It is a little ukulele. Now, there's actually a singing bass. I'm just going to fast forward to that.
Okay.
Hey, John, this is Peter. I just wanted to leave you a voicemail and congratulate you on your 100th show and to tell you how wonderful and fabulous and, to quote Wanda, delicious that you are. I'm so glad that I found your podcast. I'm so glad that I found you. I'm so glad you're so nice and wonderful and sweet to me and help out all the time. And just keep up the good work, okay? Congratulations on 100 show. I hope you have 100,000 more. Bye.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And that's
now,
a Malaysian...
It is a Malaysian anthem.
How betrayed
anthem.
Do you feel? It is a Malaysian anthem. And how betrayed do you feel?
And
that's pretty amazing.
So did you know what year it was written?
I have no idea. No. But it does sound really old, so probably back in the 60s, maybe? I have no idea. Considering Malaysia achieved independence in 1966, so it must be around that time or before.
So national anthem from America.
Possibly.
Okay, so who has... who's not wearing a headphone? I'm hearing myself in my recording.
I can hear you, too.
Must be Key.
Can hear me.
Key, can you put your headphone back on from off my voice? Is that even from you? I don't know.
I don't know. Is that better?
Hello, hello. Do I hear myself?
So.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. So, thank you for sharing that bit of information. You can do a whole show out of that, probably.
Yeah, but I thought, well, you've heard it first on online podcast after radio.
Exactly. Depending on when I post this show, which probably will be Monday. You know, I'm a busy
pre-recording.
Oh, surprise! You thought it was actually live.
Oh yeah, well, I'm streaming this on the internet right now.
Oh, exactly. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. This is John Ong, and I talk like this, don't I?
And what does he say? Bun bun nuen yang.
Dun 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 bun bun.
There you go.
Say it again, Archer.
I can't say it. Bon 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 bon.
Let's A star for trying.
Oh, good timing for that little thing. I'm going to do a little, how about a little, ooh.
Oh.
This is fun. I have a boo.
I have a boo too, but I won't click on it.
Oh, how about this? Are you Chinese, Archer? You are, aren't you? At least your hair is.
I am Chinese.
You are. You have to do the ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
I can do the gong.
I sounded.
This show is going down the drain.
It is.
Well, this is such a good reflection.
You two have something to drink.
Actually, I do not. Typically, well, Archer would with a glass of good wine or something.
That's true, but I'm not with the boyfriend tonight, so I'm
booze free.
Booze free.
Booze free.
Well, now, John, did you have any topics that you want to talk about on your 100th show?
You know, yes, I do. Well, I just have some observation of mine. Can I go ahead?
Of course.
Okay. I was just going to mention, I was thinking about my 100th show for a while, just because it's kind of like a, what do you call that, like a something mark, not a landmark, or a postmark, whatever the hell you call it,
a milestone?
I know what you're thinking of.
Milestone. So, a milestone, for podcaster. Yeah. So, thank you, Key from UK, from Keypot Radio. What is your URL? Just go plug away. Keypotradio.libsyn.com?
That's correct. And then that's kind of where I store all the podcasts.
But where do you like people to go to?
Yeah, I quite like people to go to my blogspot, which is Keysing. That's KISING.blogspot.com.
Kissing.
I know, that's my name.
How do you spell it again? K what?
KISING. It's one S short of kissing.
Okay.
It's kissing without the S.
I know. There's so many things wrong with just that sentence alone.
Oh, I think every sentence coming out from my mouth is wrong.
What?
Every sentence coming out from my mouth is something wrong with it.
That's okay.
Well, what's new then, eh?
Exactly. So going back to where my message was that I was observing, I was preparing for the show and I thought maybe I'll do having the podcast celebrity, maybe I'll have Wanda Wisdom on. Since I did her theme song, I thought I was going to do a special version because Bruce, my partner, has he's come up with a silly, well, not like the original, it isn't silly, but he's come up with a version for me. There's an Asian named John Ong, and so we were going to do a recording of that and actually have Wanda Wisdom on my show and actually also call what's his name? From the UFN show. What's his name?
Nathan.
Because, you know, a little Asian connection there. And Wanda, of course, is the token Asian. You too, because of your hair. Maybe you should be on the show too. But I thought, that was in the head for... I actually talked to them. I wrote to them about that. And maybe we'll still do that, but probably not as my 100th show. And of course, time passed by really quickly before I realized it. Boom, I'm on show 99. So I didn't have time to do that. But then when I was reflecting to that, I thought maybe I should do a call-in show because... The show is all about the audience, isn't it? And especially my show, I think so. I thought instead of having another podcast celebrity, I'll just have listeners. But happens to be my listeners tonight because of that stupid thing crashing the conference call. All my guests on the show tonight, who are my listeners, are also podcasting celebrities.
How flattering.
So yes. That is what I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
Oh.
And Keysing, are you recording the show, Key?
Unfortunately, I haven't started.
Okay, it's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
But at least it's on Archer Radio.
No, we'll have to do a special talk show one night, and you have to ring up.
Maybe after the show.
Yeah.
You can call up. You can wake Amit up, and then we'll do a show right now.
Oh, dear. I don't think I'll appreciate that. Oh, well, I was going to say, actually, since it's your milestone show, a couple of things we should mention on our UK side of the story. Together, both Amit and I have decided to declare you as the fairy podmother of podcasting, because a lot of us UK podcasters have heard of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially, on Amit's coming show, we have sort of discussed, how we got into podcasting and how it all started about. And it turned out to be, you were our common link, that we both started listening to your podcast first.
Oh, good. I'm very flattered.
Well, and so did I.
Yeah, that led to us being cursed.
You have
been cursed to become podcasters forever.
Okay, I'm just very notorious here. Now, of course, here in the United States, if you think of the fairy pot mother, you probably think of who? Madge Weinstein, probably. Don't you think, Archer?
Yeah, I would say that.
But thank you. I'm very flattered. As long as you call me a mother, I don't care what kind of mother it is. But thank you very much. And maybe I should start learning my British accent. How about giving us a few tips? Say something and I'll repeat it back.
Oh, dear. Where should I start?
Oh, where should I start? Jesus gosh, I'm bad. I'm awful.
Well, a very fun part to start, I suppose. Canned laughter. Haha, wow, that's so classy.
Have you found out yet?
No, you've got to tell me where to get some of those. I need some canned laughter on my show.
Too. You can actually do it on Gizmo itself. In Gizmo, there's something called blasts. Blasts. In blasts, you can actually have a list of alarm, boing, boo, gong, horse, laughing, or tires. And just click
them.
Listen
to your accent.
Oh, dear, John. Oh, what am I going to say?
Oh, dear. I can probably do a Jewish accent better.
If you really want to become British, the most important thing is that you've got to watch BBC.
That's how.
And you got to drink English Earl Grey.
I love Earl Grey.
And then the accent will grow on you.
Does BBC America count?
No.
No, that's the reason. I think shows? I also mentioned it on my show that when I back home and when I was in Malaysia, I used to listen to the news all the time on the talk radio, and most of them are BBC news. You know, every morning, I remember at 7 o'clock, was it 6? No, at 7 o'clock, when I was driving to school, I would hear this, doot, and you have this BBC news coming on, and I remember I listened to that all the time. And that's kind of how I like radio and podcasting also. So, you know, when you listen to it all the time, it actually comes to you fairly naturally, and that's why I'm kind of stuck now. So, Archer and Key, just so you know, I'm here 10 years, and I learned the Queen's English back home in Malaysia, and I have my own Malaysian accent. And then now that I'm here for 10 years, I have this new American, sort of American accent. And so I still have my own accent. So I'm stuck.
John?
When I go home, everybody thinks that, oh my God, you sound like American. But when I'm here, oh, you sound Malaysian. So I'm stuck. What were you going to say, Keith?
No, I was going to say, John, you'll always have the Queen's English.
Oh, because I'm the queen. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Okay, where's the laughters?
But hey, John, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you listen to Madge's show?
I do.
You know,
religiously.
Did you hear her playing your message and talking about you last week?
Yes, I did.
Talking about this, and she kept saying, "Learn English."
I thought that was so funny. I tried to. I posted a comment on there, and I said, I forgot what it was. Because, you know, she was kind of feisty, so she was like bitching.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
But the thing is, I posted something and I said, I change all my L's and R's like the message that I left you, you know? And,
right,
and then
right.
I type LOL, I said, I type ROR, and I said, oops, LOL.
Well, I thought she was a little, you know, like, because, you know, she says that you talk too long on your messages.
Yes, exactly. It was too long for her show.
Right.
Now, especially now that she's Madge. So everybody knows that's Madge. In fact, because of that, I sold another T-shirt.
Oh, good for you.
Maybe I should send her like a 30-minute message, and then I just speak like this. Hello, Major. This is John. I don't speak English. English is very difficult. I think it's very difficult, you know.
But now, you know, you have to send it. It has to be exactly 24 minutes.
Exactly, the whole show.
Right.
So anyway, have you heard of that key about my T-shirt venture?
Yes, I have.
Of course, it's extremely expensive for people to buy it outside of the United States, and I want to make it available.
That's what we're saying.
At this point, I will try to see if I can find a different method of just email me. If the first shirt will be the shipping itself, and I'm not making any money out of the shipping. The shipping itself is $17 to get shipped. So I shouldn't be talking about this on my show, should I? But anyway, it's
$17
just,
to ship to the UK.
Yes, and if you want it to be extremely slow, I can do that also. But at least for the website, it's I don't want it to be a method that is extremely slow and it still costs you $15 or $13, $20. So that was the best I can find that will still make it available for everyone. Meaning, if you are willing to pay the price, you can still get that. I will try and continue work hard and see if there's any other options.
I tell you what, why don't you allow us to download the pattern of the T-shirt off your website for a charge, and then we can print it on an iron-on, and we can iron it on our own T-shirts.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea, but how do we watermark that? That's kind of goes into the issue. Goes into the whole issue of DRM. Maybe it will burn your chest if you don't pay. Or maybe it'll grow boobs.
Did you create that design yourself?
My brother did. Yeah, my brother did.
Well done, John Ong's brother.
Yes. He has, or maybe I should plug his site. He has a blog called hang on.
Oh, so it's your brother's blog.
Yes.
I was wondering whose blog that was, and I thought, might this guy vaguely look like John Ong?
So he has, I think, if you go to blah, blah, blog, it's somebody else's. His is like blah, blah, blah. No, his website is michaelonline.com again.
Oh, wow.
So his website is michaelonline.com.
You're going to have to put a link in your show notes.
Oh, crap. That's more work for me. And
it's not that hard to put links in your show notes.
Oh, I'm so lazy. I'm just too lazy. And I speak the Queen's English because it is the Queen. The Queen. It is a Queen speaking. Oh, my God.
It will be. Hey, now, John, like you know what you need to do?
Yes.
You need to tell us the story of how you got into podcasting.
Okay. Mm. You can go back to... that's a good one. And this show is a little long, so I'm not going to do any editing. So if you're if you're pissy like Madge, go ahead. I won't care. I love you anyway. you can always skip. That's the beauty of podcasting. I should stop talking. Okay.
Hi, John. This is Kiko from Visitronics Radio, and I just wanted to let you know that I absolutely love your show. Keep up the good work. Talk to you soon. Bye.
How do I get into podcasting? I think I talked about that on my first show also. I was... I actually read about podcasting on Engadget.com, and it was something that is fun And so I, you know, technology, I'm always the slave of technology. So I read that article and there's a how-to on how to do your own podcast. So I tried that. RSS, all this XML, all those crap didn't make sense to me, so I quit. I didn't know what it meant, and so I was like, oh, what the hell with it? I am going to quit. So creating the content itself, I actually did something, but it was so hard. And so I found another option that is through, maybe through Blogger or something, audio blog or something, that right. you can actually call in. There's a number that you call in. So my online 0.5, which is two episodes that I actually posted using the phone. I was just calling my own, the number from my cell phone on the way to work and chat on the phone. And so that was my initial start because it's easier to post. And then as later on, as I learned more and read more and actually subscribed to, you know, Adam, you know who, Curry. And so
right.
I got his show and, I, you know, a lot of information was actually from his show. So I learned about the information on what RSS is, XML, all those blah, 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 blah. And so finally got that down and finally posted a show in November. And I've always been a lover of radio. I've always listened to radio. I listened to Chinese radio, Cantonese, English, even some Indian radio that I listened to all the time. And so wow. I listened to radios all the time back growing up. So it's been a passion for me. And I also studied broadcasting and film in college. And we have to do audio production, radio production. And so I already have the microphone. I already have the mixer, the computer, and everything that's ready for me to do the recording. And I thought, I'll just do something. So it took probably... my show really doesn't have a character, but it kind of spin off to... get into a different show. Like I have a second podcast called PenangHokkien.com, and that yeah. show is more of a show. It's like a talk show in a different dialect. So my show is still kind of on the limbo. I kind of have a better idea of what my show is today than, you know, compared to several months ago.
Like 100 episodes ago.
Yeah, 100 yeah. episodes ago, exactly. It took me that long to find my way here. Do you mind if I read you, if I can get to that site, if my my internet connection won't crap out? Ooh, goodness gracious. Okay, this is my new definition of the show. Online podcast is a series of audio documentations of the life of a Malaysian-born Chinese. I'm going to read in British, my Queen's English. Okay. Online podcast is a series of audio documentations of the life of a Malaysian-born Chinese who lives in the United States. Immerse yourself in the life of a not-so-typical individual. Expand your horizon by experiencing the topics, issues, stories, and simply the life of a gay Asian man. Until now, the voice of a the voice of a minority individual... Shit, that was the punch too! Okay, I'm starting again. Until now, the voice of a minority individual has not been this loud.
Oh, that's good.
So that's a new definition of online. Did you guys like that's like my the change the metamorphosis after 100 show.
That's and I still don't
speak English. Sorry.
English.
Hello.